Peace is a fruit of the Spirit. Peace is the birthright of every child of God. Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." However, this experiential peace is not automatic. It's not ours to enjoy regardless of how we live the Christian life. It's conditional. Peace is a result of structuring our lives around that which is eternal and cannot be destroyed or taken away. We lose our peace whenever we build our lives around those things which can easily be taken away from us. We can lose every person, every position, and every possession. And if you're building your life around some person, some family member, and you lose them, you'll be devastated. If you're building your life around some position, a job, or an office that you hold, and you lose it, it can throw you into the pit of discouragement. If you're building your life around some possession, and it's stolen or destroyed, then you'll be overwhelmed. That's why God wants us to build our lives around the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and around the eternal principles of His Word. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Thee." Our circumstances are continually changing, but God's Word never changes. Satan seeks to rob us of our peace, but as long as our focus is upon the never-changing truths of the Bible, we have an anchor that can keep us peaceful and secure during even the fiercest storms. Have a light hold upon the temporal things of this world that will pass away with time, but have a firm grip upon your relationship with the Lord and upon the eternal truths of His Word. My name is Morris Hull, and you've been listening to Character Focus from Home Life Ministries. For more information, visit us online at www.hlm.org. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/homelifeministries.